Hey guys, Rob from Cigar Federation here with you at IPCPR 2016. We're in the General Cigar booth. Right now we're going to talk about Macanudo. We're here with Gus. Gus, how you doing?
Awesome, man. How you doing today?
Great. Good cool. to see you. Great to see you again.
I know.
We get to hang out every year. It's awesome.
It's always hot, though.
It's nice in here now, though.
It is beautiful, yeah. It's nice inside. I haven't been outside since I landed, so. Yeah.
That's smart.
Yes.
That's smart.
Absolutely.
And it's early in the day, so it's that thick fog of smoke hasn't kicked in yet. It's nice.
Yeah, exactly.
So we've got some really cool stuff to talk about, so tell us about this vintage here.
Yeah, so as you guys know, Macanudo was actually the first to do a vintage product. It was in 1979, and then we followed it up in 84, and then in 1988. And as you guys know, typically what we do is we like to hold back a little bit of product for special occasions, and these are no different. Although, as you would expect, the quantities are very limited. So what we did is in 1994, we launched a vintage crop from 1984, utilizing a Connecticut shade wrapper, and then again in utilizing 1988 crop in 1998. So this year, we actually have two front marks of a 1984 and four front marks of a 1988. And as you and I were just talking about, 1988 was an awesome year because that was the year I graduated. So, and I also told you I was only 10 when I graduated.
You were really smart.
Yeah, I was a smart. I was Doogie Howser. So anyways, this is a great opportunity for our retailers to bring in something that really reinforces the history and the heritage of Macanudo, a fantastic smoke. And again, these have been aged to perfection, a couple of decades old. Again, it kind of dates me, but hey, this is a fantastic opportunity. Now, of course, they're very limited. Now, what the really cool thing is that we said, it's great, you got some vintage product, there's a lot of vintage product floating around, but how do we make this special? Well, what we wanted to do is we want to offer this at the same prices as what we did when we launched it in 1994 and 1998. So again, a great opportunity to get a fantastic smoke at an even better price.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. The Doogie Howser reference was good for 88, too.
That was exactly nice.
You kept it all in there.
It in.
88, I was 12. I think that's when I stopped mentally developing. I was a great 12-year-old. Doesn't work so much now, but whatever. At the time, it was good. These look fantastic.
Well, they are. You know, and you take a look at it, and again, it really screams quality, heritage. Really screams Macanudo.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at the cigars, they're beautifully preserved. The boxes, and the other thing that a lot of people don't realize, these are actual cigars that were manufactured in Jamaica. So as you take a look at the box, they're stamped, handmade in Jamaica, and we haven't, manufactured Jamaican cigars for, 20 plus years. So this is really an opportunity to get a piece of Macanudo history.
That's really cool. A lot of history tied into that. Very classic vintage look to it.
Yes.
That's great. Hopefully we'll get a chance to smoke these, tell you guys all about it on some reviews, hopefully. Gus, thanks for taking the time, man.
No, my pleasure, bro.
Really appreciate
it. Thank you.
Guys, thanks for checking out all the IPCPR coverage on CigarFederation.com.